Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yudchesem Abayz. We're holding on the top of Yudchesem Abayz by the top line, the last word of the line. So we mentioned, once the Gemara mentioned Gargir, that Gargir is Mar Bezera, so the Gemara is going to tell us something else about Gargir. So says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yatza Echad El Asad El Lelakid Iris, that he went to, someone went to gather Iris, so Tanu Mishmeid Rabbi Meir is a Gargir. That Iris is Gargir. Is this thing called Gargir? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shimon Iris. Why is Gargir called Iris? Shemi Iris Aseinayim. Because it helps a person's eyesight. It lightens one's eyes. It makes his eyesight better. So that's something else that the Gemara is telling us now about Gargir. Amar Rav Huna. The Gilyon switches the gears to Hamaitse, not Hamaitzi. Hamaitse Gargir, the one who finds Gargir. So im yachlo achlo, if he's able to eat it, he's in a place, in a matzah, whatever it is that he can eat it, so then achlo, he should eat it, and it'll help his eyes. Then lav, if for whatever reason he can't eat it, so then maviru al gabi enof. So even if he can't eat it, there's a ta'elas and still putting it on one's eyes. And even that has some sort of ta'elas to help his eyesight. Rapapa says that everything that we said about Gargir is Begargira Mitzarana. That this thing that we said that the Gargir helps one's eyes, that's Dafka about Gargir that grows on the border of a field, where the Rashi says there isn't around it other types of vegetables, of other types of things growing, that will weaken its kayach. And since nothing else is there to weaken its kayach, so therefore it will have the strength to help one's eyesight. Amarav Gida Amarav. Another halacha about being marbe things that could cause tuma. Achasnai lo yeicha beitzim. So he said a halacha that a guest he shouldn't eat eggs. A guest shouldn't eat eggs. Rashi says because it's being that it's marbe zera, it could lead a person to becoming tame. So a guest, it's not nice if he's going to get the bed that he's sleeping on, the host's bed, dirty. So it's a lack of kavod abrius. Svasema says that it's not really chashash by other people. Someone who's at home. So he has a din of pas besala, he could be with his wife, but a guest, so then he shouldn't eat eggs because maybe he's going to become tame and he's going to get the bed dirty. It's lack of kavod abrius. Maybe you could say also that stam dafka nachasnai because he's traveling, and we had the brachos that when one travels, that's also increases the possibility of becoming tame. So maybe that's why dafka nachasnai. But lamai said the halacha that Rav said was dafka ben nachasnai, that the guest, that he shouldn't eat eggs, but Rashi said because he might become tame and get the bed dirty. And similarly, he shouldn't sleep wearing the talis of the host, because also he might get it dirty. Rav ki mikla l'darshish, says the Gemara that Rav, when he used to go to Darshish, the name of a city, Darshish, so machers, he would announce, man havayi l'yoyma. He would ask if there's any lady that was there that was willing to marry him for the day or the couple days that he was there in Darshish, said he wouldn't have any herhurim. That's the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, at least that he shouldn't have any here hurim. So he wanted to know who would marry him for those days that he was there, and then he would divorce her. Rav Nachman kan mikla l'shechantziv, when he would get to chshantziv, so machers, he would announce also manavai l'yoyimah, who was available for the day or the days that he was there, so that he could marry her, and he wouldn't have any here hurim. Which the Bnei Yehuda says over here, that it can't be that these Kedoshim, they couldn't last a couple days without being with their wives. That's not the pshat over here. They were tremendous. They were tremendous Kedoshim, and obviously they wouldn't have any problems. So that can't be the pshat in the Gemara. Va'idi says is that if they did have a problem, so then why would the Gemara be publicizing that, and why would they be publicizing themselves? Why would they be mevazin themselves? They should have done it more privately if they had such a hard time that they couldn't go a couple days without being home. And also the Ben Yehuda says that why dafka when they went to these places? It should be any time they went away from home. So they should have had a new wife. And I'll add that another kasha is that why don't we find that in any of the gedolim in the previous dar or anything that anyone was ever naig like this? Why is this something that we only find about Rav and Rav Nachman? How come this is not something that everyone took on? If this is really a kaddish stick of practice to have such a thing, so why don't we find that other tanaim namarayim and other rishayim or achrayim or recent gedolim that they did such a thing that when they went to other places that they got themselves another wife? So the Ben Yoyada says that Avada, the Pshat and the Gemara over here is not that they needed to have another wife because otherwise they would have Yehurim. They would be able to control themselves. It's just that in these places, they were very lax about not getting married young. In these places, he says that they would get married at the age of 30 or 40. And so the Avada, they would give them Musar. Rav and Rav Nachman would give them Musar to get married younger. And in order to encourage them, they even did something. They did something Lamaisa, and that is that when they went to these places, they got themselves another wife to show that, like, that even we need to, so to speak, they were mavazing themselves to show that how important it is to be married, to save oneself from Yerhura. So, but not that they actually needed it, but they did it as a way of promoting their cause of getting the people in these places in Dashish and Shechantziv to get married younger. Rav Liashiv I saw in his Aris in over here in the Gemara, he says that no, that the Stam, that they were so scared of Chet, he points out that you see how scared they were of Chet, that even though Avada was such a far-fetched possibility that they would have a problem, but they were so scared of Chet that they needed to get themselves another wife. Okay, but either way, the Gemara asks on the practice, on the Anhagah, that Vatari, we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer, La Yisa Adam Isha Bebedina Zu, that a person shouldn't marry a lady in a certain, in this Medina, and then V'yelech V'yisa Isha Bebedina Acheres, and then marry a lady in another Medina, in two faraway places. A person shouldn't marry two women in two faraway places, because Shemi is Dav Guzu Eitzel Zeh. Maybe the children of each relationship, the children of this marriage, and the children of the second marriage will get set up with each other, and they'll get married, not realizing that they have the same father. V'nimtza achnei se'achaisa, and it's going to come out that the brother's marrying a sister. U'memale kol olam kulo mamzeris, and the whole world is going to be filled with mamzeris. V'alzen emron, this the pasuk says, u'mal ha'aret zima. That zima, the Rabbein Eliyakim explains, zima is miloshen zuma, that people don't know who they are. They don't know who they're, where they don't realize that they're mamzerim. So you see that there's an issur to marry people, two different ladies from two different places. So how could it be that Rav and Rav Nachman, when they went to these cities, they used to get themselves another wife, but you're not supposed to have two wives in two different places? Says the Gemara, Amri, they said that no, Rabbanu Kala Islahu, that these Rabbanu, because they were that such big names for themselves, so their children also were called by their name, so there's no chash that the two children would marry each other without realizing that they were brother and sister. But there's another problem with this anhaga. Amar Rava said that if a person is tavea a lady to marry him, v'nispaisa, and she wants to get married, so tzricha leishiv shivanikiyim, so she needs shivanikiyim, because rechayshish, that machmas emotions that she has, that she's going to get married, so maybe she saw a drop of dam and she didn't realize, and then therefore she's tamed, she needs shivanikiyim. So it comes out, so they won't be able to get married. Rav and Rav Nachman, they won't be able to be with these ladies that they set aside to get married to them, because they're going to be tamed for 7 days. So what does it help to get married? As soon as someone agrees to get married, so now they're also to them, to Rav and Rav Nachman. So says the Gemara Tutarutza. Says the Gemara, Tarets number one, Rabbanan oduye yihavu maidu, luhu, miktam havu mikadmiu mishadri shlucha. They used to inform them beforehand, they used to send a shliach in front of them, and in order to inform and to find themselves a wife, and this way it was at least 7 days before they got there, and the lady would be able to then keep shivanikiyim, and then they would be able to get married, and she wouldn't be tamei. Vibai same another teretz that Yehudi have a miyachti luhu, which the way Rashi learns is that after they got married, so in the Chanami they wouldn't be together; they would just have yichud with each other. Lefisha ena daima mishishle pas pesalu lemisha enle pas pesalu, and that wouldn't be a problem. And even though they wouldn't be together, so what does it help? So if she's usher to him, so what did it accomplish? And the answer is that lemaisa it's pas pesalu lemaisa it's a lady that's his wife, and therefore that will help not to lead to hirhurim. So even that was enough, so that's what they would do. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Back to Yom Kippur, back to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So it says we're holding now by the end of the Zion of the 7 days of the Prisha. So it says that Masruhu Ziknei Bezdin LeZiknei Kuhuna. This is talking about an Erev Yom Kippur. That on Erev Yom Kippur, the Tiferes Yisrael says the Ziknei Bezdin who are with the Kohen Gadol, they used to give the Kohen Gadol over to the Ziknei Kuhuna. They would give the Kohen Gadol to the Ziknei Kuhuna, v'haluhu la'aliyas beis avtinas, and they would bring him. These Ziknei Kuhuna would bring the Kohen Gadol to the place where the beis avtinas, where they would make the Ketores. And we'll see in the Gemara that they brought them there to teach them about how to perform the avodah of chafina, like we'll see on the next Amud. We'll see on Yetesam and Aleph. So they brought them there, and then afterwards it says Veshviu that they made them make a shvua. The Tversor learns that's going back on the Ziknei Bezdin, that the Ziknei Bezdin would make the Kohen Gadol make a shvua. Rabbi Nul Yakim learns it's still talking about the Ziknei Kahuna, that the Ziknei Kahuna would make the Kohen Gadol make a shvua. That he wasn't going to be like the Tzedukim. That he wasn't going to be like the Tzedukim, and like we mentioned in the past, that the Tzedukim had a different way of performing the Keteres in Yom Kippur. They held that you're supposed to burn the Keteres and then go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we hold that no, it's the opposite, that you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where the Kohen Gadol burns the Keteres. So they would make the Kohen Gadol make a Shvua that he wasn't going to change from what he's supposed to do. And the Rambam points out in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur and Melachas Zayin, he's mashma that this was only something that they did in the second Beis Hamikdash. During the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, where there were a lot of tzedukim and there was a chashash that the Kohen Gadol Taka was a tzeduki, so then they would make the shvua. This isn't Batzim Mahalacha that there's a din always to make the Kohen Gadol make a shvua. In Taka in the first Beis Hamikdash, they didn't make him make a shvua. It was only in the second Beis Hamikdash where there was a chashash that maybe he had a tzad minus to him, so they would make him make the shvua. Which the Achrayim point out that it's a shtick of Iman of Shach. What's the point of the Shvua? If he's a regular Yid, not a Tzeduki, so then there's no point in making him make a Shvua. Anyways, he's not going to do anything different. And if he's a Tzeduki, if he is a Tzeduki, so then what? He's going to make a Shvua that he's not going to do the Keteres, burn the Keteres outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lishi Tafsai, if he's a Tzeduki, that's a Shvua against the Torah. Because being that they hold that the Torah means that you're supposed to burn the Keteres before going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so to make a Shvua against that is a Shvua against the Torah, which the Gemara in Shvua says on Chav Zayin of Abayis is not Chal. So Lishi Tafsam, the Shvua is not Chal. So who's the Shvua for? If he's not a Tzeduki, he doesn't need the Shvua. If he is a Tzeduki, the Shvua is not Chal. Lishi Tafsai, the Shvua is not Chal. So who's the Shvua helping for? So I saw that Tiferes Yisrael says that he's medayik from the Hemshech, the Lashon of the Mishnah. We'll see soon, we can read it. It says that they would make him make a Shvua. It says, v'niftru v'halchulahem, and then they would leave, which the Tiferes Yisrael says, because we'll see soon that the Kohen Gadol would cry. He would get embarrassed that they were choshed him. So they didn't want to see him while he was embarrassed. Stam al tzmidas tovus, they would leave. V'amru leib, and the Lashon of the Shvua was like this. Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, anu shulchei bezdin, v'ata shulchei v'shliach bezdin. That we're shulchei bezdin, and you are our shliach, and the shliach of bezdin. Mashbi'an anu alecha, we make a Shvua upon you, b'misha shikein shemai b'bayis hazeh, with the one who shayre shchina this house. That you can't deviate from anything that we told you. So the Tiferes Yisrael is medayik that the Shvua wasn't just on the Maisa Keteres. It wasn't just on the fact that he would do the Keteres properly and only burn the Keteres in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Lashon of the Shvua is Shalei Tishan Davar Mikol Masha Marnu Lucha, which was a general Shvua on anything that they taught him about the halachas of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. They made him make a Shvua that he wouldn't change from any of it. And being that the general Shvua is says it's Tiferes Yisrael, it's a Shvua klalis, so being that some of the Shvua is for sure the type of Shvua which could be Chal, it's not against the Torah, even if he did Tzedukim, so then the whole Shvua is Chal, like it's Mavur in Shulchan Aruch and Yerdeah by Hilchos Nadar. Then in such a case, then the whole Shvua is Chal. So therefore, says it's Tiferes Yisrael, the Shvua would be Chal. I saw also an Atta Kenanta, so attack over there, the Lashon of the Python is, Shalei Yishan Edavar Mikol Ma'asha Amruloi. That was the Lashon of the Shvua. It brings there the whole story that they would make a Shvua, Shalei Yishan Edavar Mikol Ma'asha Amruloi. That he wouldn't deviate from anything that they told him. Also, you see, it was a general Shvua. They didn't make him make a Shvua specifically about the Keteres. It was a general Shvua about keeping all the halachis of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Memela, the Shvua would be Chal. So there's no Kasha. The Kasha was, it's Miman of that if he's an Adi Tzeduki, so then you don't need the Shvua. And if he is a Tzeduki, so Lishitasai, the Shvua is not Chal. And the answer is that it is Chal, because the Shvua wasn't just about the Keteres, it was a general Shvua that he wouldn't deviate from all the halachas that he was taught. Although in Amitz Kayach, if you look in Amitz Kayach, so there, actually it says that the Lashon of the Shvua is, Samim Letamir Bifnim Aisa Yashbiu. It says that they would make him make a Shvua, that Samim Letamir Bifnim, that he would burn the Keteres Bifnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how it describes the Shvua. So it's interesting. So the Amitz Kayach, it's Mashma, that the Shvua was Dafka about the Keteres itself. So then you would have this Kasha, that how is the Lishi Tasam, the Shvua is not Chal. Although you could be malchen, you could say that in Amitz Koyach, we're not describing the Lashon of the Shvuah. The Paitan there wasn't coming to say the Lashon of the Shvuah. He was just coming to say the concept of what were they coming to do. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's made it that what they were coming to do is make a Shvuah about the Ketores. That's what we wanted that's what we needed. We weren't coming to stop make Shvuahs that he was going to keep the Torah. We were coming to make a Shvuah that he wasn't going to be like the Tzedukim. So therefore, that's what Amitz Koyach is describing, that the Shvuah was that he would do the Ketores, that he would burn the Ketores, Lefnai v'lef in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, even Amitz Koyach, the Paitan there is made that that wasn't the Lashon of the Shvuah, but that was the Tachlis of the Shvuah. Could be. Anyways, the other Achayim would give out the Terutzim, but even if the starts of the Tveres Yisrael, you don't necessarily see from Amitz Koyach not like that. Because it could be Amitz Koyach is just describing the Tachlis of the Shvuah. Anyway, says the Mishnah Vayter, it says that after they would make him make the Shvuah, so who perish ubaicha? So he would turn to the side and he would cry. He would cry that they were chayshed him about being for being a tzaduki. So he would cry. The hain perishing ubaicha, and they would also be perishing cry, which it's mashed from in the Gemara, that the reason why they would cry is because they were chayshed b'ksherim. And the lach is, one who's chayshed b'ksherim is like a begufay. And sort of the Ashav asked that they weren't really chayshed b'ksherim. There's a halacha now. There's a halacha, at least in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, that they had to make the Kohen Gadol make a Shavua. It's not like something they decided to do on their own, that they were chayshed b'ksherim. They were keeping what the halacha says. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the second Beis HaMikdash, it said, make the Kohen Gadol make a Shavua. So they were simply following the instructions of Shulchan Aruch. So why is that called chayshed b'ksherim? He doesn't give a teretz, but he brings that the Yerushalmi Taka learns a different shot. The Yerushalmi learns that the reason why they cried is because that this is where they were holding by. That in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they were holding by such a point that they had to get the Kohen Gadol to make a Shvuah on Erev Yom Kippur that he's not going to be like a Tzeduki. And so that made them cry that they got to such a point. Anyways, now it's interesting that the Mishnah like brings this as kilu, it's a halacha. Like it's a halacha, they're supposed to cry. Which Stam, the Mishnah is telling us the story that they would make him make a Shvuah. And Stam, you should know a historical fact that they used to cry. Unless you say that the Mishnah is telling us that you're supposed to cry. You're supposed to, the Kohen Gadol was supposed to cry, and they were supposed to cry. Stam Tzarechi, and why the Mishnah is mentioning this. Otherwise it's just telling us a historical fact that this is what happened. Stam, you should know. I don't know. Anyway, it says the Mishnah Vayter. It says, so now we finished the 7 days of the Prisha. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the actual day of Yom Kippur. We'll start with the Leil Yom Kippur. So Leil Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says like this, that Im Hayah Chacham, if the Kohen Gadol was a Chacham, he knew how to darsh and he knew how to give a shir. So darsh, he would give a shir the whole night, Rashi says. He would give a shir the whole night to those that were sitting around, he would give a shir. We mentioned before, we dafka wanted him to stay up the whole night, because we didn't want to take any chances of him becoming Tameh. So if he was a Chacham, he would give a shir the whole night. That's how he spent the night. And if he wasn't a Chacham, to give a shir. So Tamid Chachamim darshin lefanav. So another Tamid Chachamim would give a shir to him. V'imragul likreis. And if he was someone who knew how to read Tanakh, so kairis, and he would read Tanakh. Tveres Yisrael says this is going on every Kohen Gadol. Meaning even the one who was Dairish, he wasn't Dairish the whole night. He was only Dairish part of the night. And then the second half of the night, or whatever it was, at some point he would then read Tanakh if he knew how to read. Vimlav, and if not, Kairin Lefanov, we would read to him some Tanakh. That's how the Tveres Yisrael learns. Rashi is mashmana like that, because Rashi when it says that he was Dairish, that if he's a Chacham he was Dairish, so Rashi says that he was Dairish the whole night of Yom Kippur. So that's mashma that the Chacham, he would be Dairish the whole night of Yom Kippur. So then who's this going on? That Vimragel Likreis Kaire. So that's either going on the Kohen Gadol who was listening to the shir, or maybe there's a third level of Kohen Gadol that he wasn't even right to listen to a shir, and he would just know, he just knew how to read Tanakh. So if he was Ragel Likreis, so then he would read Tanakh, and if not, then we would read Tanakh to him. Uba Mech Karin Lefanav, and what parts of Tanakh would we read to him? Be'iyav Uba Ezra Uba Divrei Hayamim. Because those parts are somewhat more interesting, they get a person more interested, and he wouldn't fall asleep. So Chari Ben Kvutul Aymer, Pa'amim Harbeid, that many times, Karisi Lefanav, I ran in front of him, Be'Daniel. I ran in front of him from the Sefer Daniel.